Bitch, I'm a cow.
Doja Cat's hot. Shout out Doja Cat. If you're listening, I would suck you so hard.
Doja.
Dude, that was my, was it Friendsgiving last year with the EMT group? As soon as that song came on, I made every shot I threw in beer pong. It was my lit song last year.
Which song again?
The Boo.
Can you sing it for us?
I'd rather not.
But you should.
But you will for the show, yeah. Man.
Nah.
Come on, for all of our
You
listeners.
Want to gain followers, right? So you shouldn't have me on singing.
Too bad. I don't want that.
Me on singing? Yeah, exactly.
No, go for it. Hit it.
You don't want
one, a two, a one, two, three, and
no.
Moo, moo, moo.
Boom, moo, moo.
Bitch, I'm a
cow.
Bitch, I'm a cow.
Kylie?
Jenner? What is this?
You were showing a meme where it's monsters. It says Kyle on top, yes. Versus White Claw, and it says Kylie. But I feel a little girly. My boobs are big.
Why? Oh, mine have just been growing.
Ultra Instinct tits.
Ultra Instinct. They're just glowing white. The hair on the nipples are now straight and pure white.
Respect. Respectable.
Like, oh yeah, shout out Goichi.
Yeah, Goichi. Well,
honestly,
champion.
Earned that win.
Yeah, won gold medal for Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Last year I was in
big
these
time,
pools.
Man. That, was, big
that
time.
Was dope.
Oh yeah, your one match.
My one match. No, I didn't get to fight him, but he was there. It was really cool.
What
he said
say?
My team was respectable.
What was your team?
He passed by. It was before I knew who he was too.
What was your team?
At the time, Hit, Beerus, and Frieza, Team Purple.
And at that time,
it was respectable.
Respectable, and very
random.
Random.
I liked it. I was pretty terrible. Decent with it. Wow, thanks.
But Tyler was, I mean, Team Money.
Team
Claws.
Money. Team Money Claws.
He was respectable.
To come up with better aliases.
Well, you know.
Or stick to them at least.
I know. I'm fine with my name.
I like mine. Everyone knows my name because I'm.
You're the one that hosts it. But still saying Ba Claw is funny.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what it means?
I don't.
You do.
Take a good guess. It's pretty easy to guess.
Penis?
No.
Oh, that was close.
Close. Yeah, close.
Really?
Yeah. Can you guess?
Is throw them out. The opposite?
No. Just throw things out. That's how you guess.
Well,
it's
okay.
Insulting. It can be seen as insulting. Sorry.
Is it another...
LGBT community, I love you.
Well, there's the answer for you.
Oh, sorry. Oh, gay?
Yeah.
My bad, I'm sorry.
I like how
dropping hints.
Dick was close.
It is. Y'all have one.
No, it's only when they're close together.
You know,
they're all close together and they're stuck on you.
Yeah, just a bunch of dicks are stuck on me.
On
really
my fingers.
Hey.
Hello, my dogs.
I'm not a joke.
Why is Bakla without a shirt right now? I kind of like it.
It's hot.
Oh, yeah. To give you a visual of the room.
Please don't give a visual of the room.
You got a bunch of guys.
One of them doesn't have the shirt on.
The shirt.
The shirt.
One is
Bakla. Yeah, that one is
Bakla.
We're all sharing a shirt. He's the only one not wearing one.
And that makes me Bakla.
Taste the alcohol!
No, it's women that like it the most.
No, it's even
like bro thing.
Yeah.
What?
That's why there's a thing called claw daddies.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, everyone, what's up? This is another episode of Casting Couch Podcast. This is a special episode. We're in Vegas.
This is me! Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we got a full house today.
This is Casting Couch Hotel Edition.
Yeah, Casting Hotel. Someone got a match. Hello!
Genesis. Oh, it was the one. It was the only one of the things that I was swiping. I was like, hey.
She listens to.
Oh my God, she's.
Sure. She listens to Slipknot for sure.
Emo kids for life.
Yeah. So we just got finished with Evil
she
for
gave her the
competing.
Will to live again by giving her the dick so good.
Whoa. Okay, right, let's do a roll call. Does anyone want aliases? No one wants their government name. Government
yeah,
names.
Call me V Claw.
And
then I have to be T-Claw.
T-Claw. You got
P-Claw.
P-Claw. P-Claw. P-Claw. Daddy.
And I'm Baclaw. All right, so so no one wants their names to be said. And we're just, yo, we got, what's your name again?
So
Claude Daddy. But yeah, we're drinking White Claws right now in this bitch, and it's not that great, to be honest.
I'll also
it fucking sucks.
Yeah, to contrary belief. Yeah, I got the raspberry. It tastes like watered down vodka mixed with Alka-Seltzer.
You can taste the alcohol.
Mm-mm.
I can't get mine off.
What do you say? T-Claw?
T-Claw, I can't get this to open. I don't got no fingernails.
Yeah, it was kind of hard for me.
I ain't got no fingernails.
Yeah, I'm drinking the natural lime.
Let me just go use my keys.
Also shit.
Yeah, can't say I would recommend it to anybody.
Oh yeah, wait, that ASMR. Wait, one second. Everybody quiet. Yeah, that didn't
work. That was a fail because it was already open. Why? What are you trying to do? Like
the side, you know, the side as you're tearing it off, you hear like.
New DLC.
What's the difference?
Is there an announcement?
Mortal Kombat.
No, they already announced this.
Yeah, we're watching Evolution.
The day before.
Oh, a daddy, a bear. Bear Daddy.
Bear Claw.
Same thing, yeah. Bear Claw, Black Claw.
So what is it they're announcing? A new character?
No, this is... we don't know what they're doing.
This is terrible. we're here for EVO. For those who don't know, it's a fighting game tournament, the biggest one. It's in Las Vegas. Right now we're just in our hotel room just watching it, streaming it, because we're a little tired. Had a long day today. Yeah, we're drinking White Claws.
You gotta see how brutal his fatality is.
What's his character's name?
Nightwolf.
Wasn't he an old character?
Yeah, he was in 9, but he wasn't in 10. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in 10, like, as a background character. Whoops.
That's the best thing I ever heard in my life.
I was genuinely...
You heard it here first. The best thing he's ever heard in his life.
Oh, God. Oh, this is so dirty.
Axe to the head.
So I'll go ahead and describe what has just happened.
This is the fatality.
We're watching Mortal Kombat trailer. There's a fatality going on. There's an axe, lightning, and jaw breaking.
Oh!
Torso tearing.
Yeah. That's not over. Oh!
Hatchet throwing.
Oh, he split the lungs?
He split the
guts
heart.
Guts involved.
Oh, the heart. Heartbreaker.
And you're next. Hey, how are you?
Wow.
Oh, there's the wolf.
How many casinos does he own?
I know, I had to reveal it in Vegas.
Probably all of them.
They really did reveal it. Jesus. Nightwolf, early access, August 13th. If you're listening to this after August 13th, it's already out.
Mm-hmm. And this drink is really bad.
It really just tastes as if I was drinking Arrowhead sparkling water with nasty flavor.
It's like Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah, LaCroix.
Yeah, that's what I was like, that's... Because I was telling Josh even before this trip, I was
it's
like,
Baclaw.
I know! Oh my god.
Wait, what's...
Claw Daddy.
Claw Daddy,
and then everyone's the first.
Yeah,
T-Claw.
I was genuinely thinking, it's like, what?
That
I don't want to
be...
That
good, dude.
Thanks.
Top tier.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna take my socks.
This is really the podcast.
Yeah, we're just drinking. Oh, this is bad.
Yep.
I'm just trying to hear out my nuts.
Can't let it go to waste.
I wanna get close so that everyone can hear my voice.
Let's talk about what we did. What did we do? First day? Oh, fuck. The first day. We didn't talk about that.
The first day, we each stayed up at least 24 hours each.
At least, yeah.
No, Patrick and I were over the 27-hour mark.
We were
more
there
around 30.
There you go. You said the name already.
Oh,
I have to edit that
P-Claw.
In post.
P-Claw. Damn it. I'm sorry.
Ow.
Ow, that totally actually hit me. Ow.
Damn. But anyways, yeah, we stayed up late because...
We'll stop making... I'll have to...
It's okay. I'll edit these all in post. But
we all have to... Oh, I thought he was gonna hit me because you reacted to that.
Okay, what are we talking about? Okay, so we left at like midnight from like Pomona-ish.
There's still a lot in there?
Wow.
V Daddy, is this?
Ah, so wrong.
No, V Claw. V Claw.
Try this and then try this with that.
Sure.
I want to know that.
And what is what are we drinking?
Yeah,
what is this?
V Daddy, don't worry about it. This calamansi liqueur.
It's good. Calabasas?
It was good with Coke. Like try it by itself, then try cucumber it with that. I want to know how that
lime goes.
Well, lime and calamansi, that's close enough, right?
Yeah.
Hard seltzer. Hell yeah. Oh.
Pretty tough. It's good though.
As I was like, mix it with something.
Yeah. Ty, keep the podcast going.
Okay, so first day, yeah, we each had, like I said, 30 hours plus of being awake. V Claw had the first match along with J Claw.
No, not J Claw. Get
Claw
it right.
Claw.
Yeah.
Because I instantly just thinking, they both had their. You were doing Dragon Ball, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was Dragon Ball Fighters first, and then
V Claw had Smash.
Yeah. 10 o'clock.
It's the greatest thing with V Claw coming up. I could be every one of these guys. Like, oh really?
Yeah.
I was watching them play. There's no challenge here. Very first match.
We met the number one guy in Iowa.
No,
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Hey, if you're out there, if you're listening to this, number one in Wyoming. That was pretty funny. That was
you need to work a little harder.
Yeah. number one in another state.
Sorry. You need to fight more than like the computers.
I mean, even he said it though. It's really boring. My region sucks. He has to travel if he wants to play people better than him. So Wyoming, step up your game, man. Yeah. Your leader's like
y'all
leaving
are squares.
You.
For real.
Fucking losers.
Shout out geography.
Shout out geography. Shout out borders. Ooh, shout out borders. State lines.
He said shout out borders. Of course. Okay. Of course. Let's take it easy now, eh?
That's why I specified state lines.
Calm down, MAGA.
Yeah.
Yo, I saw a MAGA hat for the first time today.
Oh, really?
I've never actually seen one in real life.
Yeah, I said, where to buy it?
Here?
I pointed, yeah, here.
Where?
Dude was just walking around with a MAGA hat, and
he's
I was like, wow.
Right behind us.
Yeah, for a while. I looked over, I was like, is that what I think? Oh, damn, that's a MAGA hat. That's
should have high-fived him.
No, I thought it was crazy. Never saw one in real life. I personally don't really care. It's just a hat to me, but
yeah, I'd wear it.
Someone in Menifee?
I wouldn't wear it because the risk of getting like beat the hell down. Oh, you don't want to be on
it? No, I'm on it. I'm cool.
He's mad because you cut him off because he's talking.
No, you're good. This is really good.
He said, "This is really good."
Takes a sip and makes the worst face.
See that brings it out
really good.
Oh, this is a game vision I was playing.
V-Claw. V-Claw corrected you.
You gotta respect the rules.
Well, no, because Baclaw can just cut it out if he wanted to. I don't care if my name gets said.
That looks really fun.
Grand Blue Fantasy?
I'm down.
Thinking of buying it.
This is the Kill a Kill one?
No. This is Grand Blue Fantasy. That's a mobile game. Kill a Kill is an anime manga.
It's a mobile
game. Female Juggernaut?
No, that's
that
a dude, but he
identifies
as a female.
It's ma'am.
Yeah,
alright.
One of those, it's ma'am.
It's ma'am.
I love that.
Psy Games, Seaclaw,
Psyduck.
It's by Arc System, so.
Let's see.
It looks pretty buttery.
We also went to Island.
Flavor. Holy moly.
Oh my gosh. Auntie, shout out Auntie. She was the best.
Auntie, baby.
Oh yeah, she was cool. Service is great. Food's great.
We each gave her a $5 tip on the $10 bill, and she was saying, oh, it must be Christmas. That was funny.
I didn't get the invite because I was sleeping.
But technically, he did get the invite.
He was sleeping.
We brought him food, don't worry.
Yeah. But we forgot to mention what's happening in Vegas currently. The rumored grasshopper invasion. There's a few, but it wasn't like the news.
P Daddy.
We've seen like five.
P Daddy got attacked by one.
So oh, yeah. There was one on me. I got assaulted by a grasshopper. It was wild.
Yeah.
Luckily, some stranger saved my life.
He came over. It's okay. It's a small one. Smacks it off.
P-Daddy, can you walk us through your experience?
It's traumatizing, man. I have PTSD from it. All I hear is you guys panicking. There's a grasshopper around you. There's a grasshopper on you. I'm like, get the fuck off me. Took a stranger to get it.
A stranger will do it.
A stranger got it.
And I'm vegan now, so it's like, I can't hurt anything. Sentient.
Woo, my phone.
There's a commercial for a Samsung. Never seen someone so excited.
Samsung sponsor us.
Yeah, there's a Samsung booth. What is it? You get a phone if you win.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, really? Why didn't I play there? I would have loved to have used it as a door stopper.
Wow. Or a
C4. Yeah.
Oh, C4.
Oh, that's great.
That shit's so good.
Earlier when the TV was all fuzzy, the stream was all choppy, I was like, it's okay. Everybody who's an Android user should be used to it.
Can we restart this podcast?
Why? You have something against us?
I have something against you.
Oh, that's fine.
Fight. Everybody does. Let's play fighting games.
All right.
Let's download Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's that time of the night.
Let's settle this.
I was joking.
Shout out the memes Just Be on YouTube. I just want to say a quick shout out. Fuck you. I hate you.
Whoa. Feel the love.
Some hostility here.
Yeah, but it's okay. You know, support the homies. Fuck him.
Shout out names.
The name's Just Be.
Just Be.
Oh.
Yeah.
We love you, bro. Yeah, you're cool. Fucker. And, speaking of fuck, T-Claw, you want to explain what just happened before we got into the room?
Oh my god.
We gotta go backtrack. Backtrack the elevator.
Yeah, we're at the bottom floor. We're getting in the elevator to come up to our floor. And the entire time, who was in there at the time? Because...
The people you see right
now. No, V-Claw was trying to get in. He wasn't in the elevator yet. We were in the elevator, and Baw-Claw kept hitting the close the door button. So V-Claw comes in, and we start laughing because we were trying to get it to close before he gets there. Then some random dude walks in right after. I'm like, oh, good thing we were hitting the open the door. We just got in just in time. And he's just straight-faced the entire time. He's not having any of this. He's on the same floor as us, and we're walking to the floor. We're talking to him, and he's completely ignoring us. What were we saying? Like, what floor are you on? What room? And then we just started guessing
rooms.
No.
We were saying, like, oh, there's backtrack, a haunted backtrack. There's yes, a haunted room. There you go. Yeah, and then we're like, oh, what room is it? And then V was just, like, saying random numbers, like,
trying
to get his attention.
Trying to guess, trying to get a reaction.
Yeah.
25.
I was like, oh, the whole floor?
17. We guessed wrong. 23, was it?
Yeah, he just didn't care. So door opens, and we're just leaving to go to our room. And there's five of us?
Yeah, there's five of us, but I'm in the back.
I'm in the middle, and then everyone else front, whatever-ish. And then I think I'm next to P-Daddy. But,
We're walking, and the dude is still walking with us right next to us. And he's just right next to me, giving me a straight face. I'm laughing because we're still walking with this guy. And I notice he's trying to speed up to pass us. So I'm like, hey, Baw-Claw, do you want to move to the right? He just says out loud, straight up in the air, fuck you.
No, fuck you're telling it wrong, man. I regret asking you to tell the story. It's all
Baw-Claw
wrong.
Baw-Claw says,
fuck
you. You're like, Tyler, fuck you.
No, first it was P-Daddy. P-Daddy's like, nah. And then I was like, yeah, fuck off. And then we go into the room, and then the guy passes by. It's like, oh, shit. But I mean, to be fair, I didn't know you're there, but it was probably directed toward you.
But it was probably directed towards you.
And then now we're here.
Now we're in the room drinking White Claws.
Can I plug in Smash or something?
Well, let's try the Street Fighter out.
Oh, yeah, run that.
I don't know what that was.
Is it?
It's doing on PS4, I can't find the Xbox.
Oh, shit.
PS4 exclusive.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well,
that
realized.
Wow, what a failed thing to do.
We have a PS4, right?
No.
Oh, then let's get Wizards of Legend ready.
You fucking lied to me. You said you were bringing it.
Nah.
No. Damn.
I feel betrayed right now.
Why? We can still play Wizards of Legend. And you guys don't get to play...
You have our little rig. We can play Smash.
Mm-hmm.
I should have nodded on the podcast.
I know.
I nodded yes.
Every time we make a movement, we have to say what we're doing. I'm currently stroking my foot with the can.
I'm currently getting a boner.
That's you and me a boner.
Contagious. Yeah, my boners are contagious.
I really am, though. Like, it's mostly my heel. I'm just stroking my... No, I'm stroking my heel and my foot with the can. Because it's cold.
Anyways, I went 2-2 in Dragon Ball. It was pretty cool. I fought some guy. He didn't know how to play. I felt bad. And then...
He said,
"Oh, yeah." No, the first one, he just didn't know. He's like, "Oh..." Like, I was changing my buttons because someone else had used the stick. I was like, "You want to change your buttons?" He's like, "It's probably the same." I was like, "Okay, oh, man. Like, I really think you should check the buttons." He's like, "No, that's cool." And then so we start, and we're moving around. He's like, "Okay, it's fine." And then I fuck him up. And then, yeah, so that was that. And then I played the next guy. And then... He wasn't bad, but he definitely wasn't good. And then after I beat him, that's when that guy was like, "I'm sorry I didn't do well." And I was like, "Okay."
Be sorry, just be better.
Well, yeah, I was like, "Alright, well, see you in losers."
And then I played one more match than last year. I played I did that much better. I played a whole match more than last year.
We do need context. They don't know what you're talking about. So last year,
Smash.
Our first... They don't know.
They don't know. That's the best part. Because you're just hearing...
You're terrible. One better. Why'd you bring it up if you don't want to talk about it?
I don't. That's what I'm saying. I did one better. That's all that matters.
I will explain it. Yeah, this is terrible. Yeah. I'm never having you on the show again. But anyways... Okay. So what Tyler Garcia is saying... is that last year we went to Evo for... You're just playing Dragon Ball.
Good thing that's not my real name.
Yeah, it is.
Liar Garcia.
What's your middle name again? White is it Fox. Like Lawrence?
You're right.
Something. But anyways, yeah, he was playing and we thought it was like... we thought it was just you lose and you're out. So then he lost the first match. No. It was a close game. And then...
The thing that happened is last year we had all of our schedules... They showed everything, like where I would be tomorrow too. So I had my schedule that said Friday and Saturday. So I, along with the rest of them, assumed that you fight your first match. If you lose, you just fight the next day in the next set of pools. We thought that they were separate pools altogether. Because when we left, I was the entire time we were thinking, I'll just be fighting Saturday.
Holy fuck! Whoa! Who is that? We got a special guest from Slipknot, we were just talking about earlier.
Hey, yo. Welcome to the show.
Oh, was that girl sucking on toes?
Maybe.
Some people like that. You never sucked on some good toes before?
Some GT.
Good toes. Good toes, good times.
Oh, that's what it was. Good times, Goku. Yeah. That's what it was.
Oh my god.
Anyways, finish the story. Ty lost and we thought.
I lost thinking that it was the next day.
So he does want to talk about it.
Yeah, okay. It's fine.
We'll talk about it. Then lower than those guys.
Yeah, I don't know if they can hear us.
Excuse me.
Bro, Mr. Slipknot. Look at that.
Bro.
Losers.
Let's go, Dragon.
Right. Change the volume. It's blurry.
Monumental. Use the tiny volume.
What is this? What is happening right now? I don't even know what you're saying.
There we go.
Not pause. Lower volume.
Really focused on this.
I fought one match, lost, and then we all left and went to check in.
Yeah, that was like next day.
We come back later, and before the rest of the guys can leave after they've lost, like, stick around so you can finish your pools out. Wait, what? You mean you have to stay? So I basically forfeited the rest of my matches.
Yeah, you have two lives. You can lose twice.
Double elimination, yeah.
But...
This year, I lost two times, so I got to play one whole more time.
Yeah, you got one whole match further. That's double your progress.
I know. I did two times better than last year. I'm almost done with this White Claw, and it's just as bad as it was when I first started drinking.
I thought the flavor would be on the bottom or something.
It wasn't mixed well.
Your mom.
Or it was mixed well.
P-Daddy got to meet his favorite private Snapchat girl. Kidding.
What?
Well, now you brought this up. Me. What is happening?
What?
I said P Daddy got to be his favorite Snapchat.
I thought
favorite
you said
Snapchat.
B Daddy. I was like,
P Daddy.
Who did you mean?
Not I, mate.
Nah, they don't deserve the. They don't deserve
is
the publicity.
Is it one of those premium Snapchats?
That's what I said. Premium Snap. What did I say? I said premium Snapchats.
Can you tell us you a little bit about it?
Yeah. So what's she like?
She's one of those thotties that's online that shows herself half naked for, I guess, premium Snapchats and fans only.
She really has one?
Yeah, I think so. Oh. I don't have a Snapchat. Yeah, so.
Link me up because I might subscribe.
For show. Mm-hmm. I found out these chicks like actually subscribe $20 a month for like fans only and stuff. And this one cosplay chick recently put up her numbers and she has 500 followers or subscriptions at $20. I mean, even if she's getting half of that, if the company takes half of that,
there was a thing going around for a while. There was like some dude or some group that was reporting all of these premium Snapchat girls to the IRS because it's just money that's being given with no taxing on it. So he started reporting a bunch of girls, and there was a whole thing. Like, these girls were coming out.
Fuck that guy.
Can you stop?
Just because he's probably ugly, and he can't have his own OnlyFans.
Dude.
Yeah, he's pretty jealous. I could feel that.
It was me the whole time.
Yeah, you're pretty ugly.
Well, there it is.
By the way, the link to my premium Snapchat
is regular guy, 14.
Link in the bio.
Hell yeah.
Oh, this is a perfect time to bring in our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by Moaning.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep, you heard that right. Moaning. Use the code CCP for your chance to get a moan on the show. If you go on my where do I put the code? On my Instagram, just comment CCP and I'll moan you out.
We'll say your
Thank
name.
Thank you, Moaning.
Yeah, moans out.
Phones out, moans out. I really wanted to play Smash with him too.
Yeah.
Ty,
you
want
to tell him the first time you played with him?
What happened?
Maybe four of us just
getting the fuck. Oh, okay. So here's some quick little backstory. If at any point the four of us are playing, which is Baclaw, V-Claw, Pinklaw, and then myself. Usually we'll pick on either V-Claw or myself, T-Claw, okay? Everybody will just gang up on one person. It's usually me, but towards the end of the night, then we'll just start doing it to V-Claw. This dude comes over, the entire night was just us all fighting him.
We took a corner. Took some corners and then if he came to one, we just hit him back in the middle.
The entire time he was playing, it was a nice little initiation. It was really funny. I mean, he didn't think it was fun for a while, but...
He didn't even know what was happening until the very end.
Yeah, it wasn't until the end of the night when he was like, have you guys been doing this to me all night?
It's like, dude, duh.
It was funny. So this time when we were going to do it, it was going to be like a real game. We weren't all just going to attack him. But, you know, he played beer pong by himself.
Unless that fool blocked me.
Oh, man. Damn. See? Is there
join the train, man.
What a bag of cunts.
Hey, language. Don't say bags.
I know, bag is terrible.
Super. Sorry. Super.
A super of cunts. Yeah, I have this British coworker. And I was telling him I was going to do something stupid. And he's like, no, you cunts.
You can't do that?
Yeah, I was like, what did you just call me? What? I just said you can't. And I was like, you better stop that. And then my other coworkers are just laughing in the background. And that's like the ones that like I don't even talk to. They just heard me joke around.
Yo, but like, we're not
both. And then now they just say it at work. You can't.
You can't do that.
I can't.
And now he doesn't have his favorite.
Oh man, coochie punch.
Right in the. Ooh, look at that.
Is one of these guys dragon?
Am I blocking
no,
it?
No, this is Tweety and Deoxys.
Tweety Bird?
Okay.
Deoxys beat Sonic?
No, this is Losers.
Oh, shit. Oh, Sonic's in Winners with.
With Dragon.
Oh, sick.
Baclaw Boys.
Dragon is currently number two. Mm. And well, at least he's
So Sonic's gonna get dethroned again?
Maybe. This is Sonic's main game right now.
Oh, for real?
Really?
Yeah. He started up in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Shout out Echo Fox. Shout out Rick Fox.
Shout out Rick James.
Shout out Sploosh.
So,
Random wanted to bring this up to tie into a previous episode of the Phil-Am. So we were watching Ty, T-Money, play his rounds of Smash during the tournament. And there was a Phil-Am boy.
Wait, what?
One of the Pinoy boys.
Oh my gosh.
Shout out to the Pinoy boys.
The reason why I feel the way I feel on episode 4 or whatever that was. He just started doing like dance moves. There's like no music. And he's just like popping, knocking, like, which is cool. I'm all for like dancing, but like, he was just standing, like, just doing moves, just wasting time. I'm dancing right now.
You would think this guy had headphones in listening to music, which would have been way more appropriate, or that there was music playing in the background in the event.
I mean,
but there's not.
Inappropriate.
No, he was just with his friend talking, watching the match,
and then dancing.
Yeah, well, just obviously, like, you didn't see it because you're playing, but yeah, he was just like.
Full on choreo and everything.
Yeah, like kind of like in our space almost.
So like, where do you guys want to go to eat tomorrow?
Exactly that.
Yeah, and I was just like, looked at each other, it's like, damn it. Damn these Phil-Ams.
The look of disappointment on Pink Claw's face when I'm dancing while you guys are talking.
Explain it.
I was dancing while they were talking the way that these people that they're speaking of were doing, and he just looks disappointed in me.
Like a disappointed father on his son.
That's
except great. He's not.
Yeah, he's nodding. Yes.
Yeah, he's doing that silently.
Oh. Today's episode is also brought to you by Cheeto Puffs, white cheddar, jalapeno.
Fire.
They taste interesting.
Simply, baby.
Please sponsor us.
Simply. Yeah, Simply Cheetos are healthy. Only got one ingredient. Fire.
I can't wait to listen to my own voice and hate every moment of it.
Okay, well then I'll edit you out.
Cool. No, I mean, who likes hearing their own voice?
Me.
I don't like hearing my own voice, but I do these things, but these podcasts and even start recording in front of people and stuff, but I don't like rewatching my stuff with my voice.
I feel like Robert Downey Jr. when he watches himself on The Avengers.
Amazing?
Why? Does he not like the movies or something?
I have no idea. It's just that meme where it was watching yourself die.
Spoiler alert?
If you haven't seen that shit by now...
I know, that's like... It got re-released, man.
I know.
He died twice.
He died two times.
You didn't see either of them?
That's like if you were gonna complain about hearing the...
Spoiler alert, Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
There's a certain limit on... Isn't it like, 2 weeks or a month or something like that?
You'll find I like the month rule, at least.
Yeah, where you can't get butthurt if you haven't seen it after a month.
Month rule would make sense. You got paid twice.
Yeah. Unless you work at a school, then you at least got paid once.
Yeah.
Shout out working at... public community college, you get paid once a month.
Really?
Yeah.
But
that's any school, actually. Every university, you get paid once a month.
But it pays well, I guess.
I don't think so. I mean, personally, for myself, yeah.
For your study.
You have a teaching degree and all that stuff?
No, I don't.
Subbing? What do you do? What do you do?
Because it's skills instructor.
T-claw.
Do you love me?
Ew.
You know,
he is?
I mean, I keep hearing titty.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll go with that one too. You can show me both.
Show me boo.
Super.
What's it? I thought it was, Is it
try
dick
your
again?
Guess the last time.
Yeah.
Is it dick again?
Yes.
TT is your dick?
Yeah.
Winning.
I just keep guessing dick.
And you keep winning.
Yeah, something on your mind right now.
I guess.
Let's try another one. As much as I didn't enjoy the first one.
Isn't that
the
same one you already
had? Cold soon. I put it.
I see it. But I'm gonna just,
Who about the White Claws?
Write it out.
Me, unfortunately.
How much do you want for one of the cans?
For one of the cans?
I got one of the cans.
You're gonna pay for what you drink.
I'm not gonna hold a tab.
How much do you want for that one can that I had?
This is how the AMSRS.
What was this? That's nice. See? Start tapping on the can. This would try to making the sound when it was already open.
Again, it was that last little crinkle of you unsealing it.
You hear it?
Do you hear T-Claw's dick?
What?
Whoa. Okay.
Calm down, Ball Claw.
This Ruby Grapefruit
was
that bad.
V-Claw. V-Claw's talking about T-Claw's dick. He can't hear my dick.
Why is T-Claw talking in third person?
I know. That's very true. Right. Why is he?
I don't know why T-Claw is speaking in third person, but...
Then we gotta ask the fans.
Alright.
So in Star Wars episode 5.
Oh my god.
Episode 5.
What is the infamous quote that Darth Vader says to Luke Skywalker?
Spoiler alert. Is it...
A... Luke, I am your father.
Or
B, no, I am your father.
Or is it C, what's good?
B, that wasn't funny at all.
Okay, so.
Which of those four choices do you think?
4 out of 3.
A, B, or D, which one do you think?
Shout out Luke.
Shout out to Luke, RIP. Spoiler alert.
Comment your answers on my most recent picture on Instagram.
Oh boy.
And here we go again.
Dude, these white claws are only 5%, dog.
It has nothing to do with the white claw.
It's a TT.
Oh, man.
Oh, I need some Henny after that.
Fuck. Okay. I let out a fuck.
I'm all out of those.
Podcast. Oh my god.
I let out frick. I'm good. Once I start laughing, it'll be easy things to set me up. Because in all honesty, I was only laughing because you said spoiler alert, Luke dies.
He does. Sorry.
And then I remembered. Oh, that's right. They came out with new movies.
A whole new trilogy, man.
I know, that's why, because originally when he said it, there was a split second of, what are you talking about?
Shout out to Rian Johnson for single-handedly ruining Star Wars franchise.
So he does hate it.
Oh yeah, we were wondering if he liked or didn't like the new trilogy.
No, there's no way he liked it. You were talking about how Leia came back. You were fine with that she died. Again, we've been over this. It's been more than a month.
And it sucks because I actually met Rian Johnson on Star Wars Night and for Dodgers, but yeah.
How was he?
He's nice. His wife is apparently a author for mystery novels. So one of the other people in the 501st that I was with geeked out because of the wife too. So I was like, oh, that's really cool. So
she couldn't write the fucking movie?
Apparently not. Mystery solved. Princess Leia has force powers, and Mary Poppins herself back to life.
She had a cool bag.
Thanks, Obama.
What?
What?
What? So confused. I thought she had like a Mary Poppins bag with stuff in it.
Who? Princess Leia? Yeah.
No, he's saying Mary Poppins because she kind of just flows through the.
She literally like practically Superman through.
Oh yeah, she did do that.
So, and here's the other thing. Because. You That's can use the bad. Force to pull things towards you. So in space, she just pulled the entire thing towards her.
She's that strong. She couldn't just move her body?
She didn't fly through space. She just made the whole ship get closer.
Just to her? That's okay.
Sure. Actually, I never even thought about that. Like, what part of force is she moving?
Yeah.
She wasn't just flying, that's right.
No one's taken the time to point this out.
Yeah.
You can push or pull, but she's
Rian Johnson, you have a plot hole, man.
She's
another
just
one.
Her body towards it.
Yeah, didn't you play Battlefront 2 where you could play as a Jedi?
Yeah, at no point could they fly. They can't. Yeah,
force push, force pull, or choke. Did she choke the ship?
Or lightning. I didn't
Harder,
see
Daddy.
Lightning. But yeah. No, nobody ever pointed that out. I was always just thinking. So not only can she use the Force, but she can also just fly.
You think they can jack each other off with the Force?
Yes.
Push and pull.
With Luke's, yes. With Luke's metal hand.
Force choke right there. That's cool.
Dude, very after Force choke. Wait. Time out. He sits there in like what is it? Tranquil Om position where your hands are just up, and then he just visualizes a grip around it going up and down.
The way he died, didn't he just like edit himself out of the shot?
Pretty much. Yeah.
So he bind himself away.
He basically did the same thing that Yoda did when he was ready to go.
He just wanted to rest.
Obi-Wan and
fuck this shit out of my mouth.
Yeah, basically.
Yep, pretty much.
He just goodbye.
Shout out Luke.
Shout out Red Salt. All those rocks.
No, shout out Green Milk.
Hey, shout out Green Milk.
Oh, you mean the you know something interesting too?
The Red Velvet Island or Red Velvet Planet?
Yeah.
That's pretty tasty looking. Oh, sorry, what were you saying?
The little stuffed animals.
Porks.
Yeah, those little porks. You know those were an afterthought? They were edited in after the movie.
I thought the whole movie was an afterthought.
Amen to that. Point there.
Burn.
Amen to that.
No, the place where they shot all of the Luke scenes at that island and how the porks were indigenous to that specific place.
A specific bird.
Yeah, there was a bird. There was it was inhabited by those birds, some little penguin bird thing.
Yeah.
And instead of just taking the time to edit them out individually, they kind of just put stickers over them in production and then added that as a character.
Interesting.
So.
What about those big things with the milk?
they're from there too. If you go there, you can get yourself some green milk.
Is that the stuff
those porks sell a lot of merch though.
Yes.
Those porks sell a lot of merch.
That was a good afterthought.
So cute.
It was a BB-8, so much merch.
So much merch, man.
It was a...
People like balls and
shout out Darkseid, shout out 501st.
Pew pew pew, pew pew.
Shout out Nightmare from Soul Calibur.
Shout out you.
Shout out the name's just B. Still fuck you.
What's your beef with them?
I have nothing against it.
Isn't it names just B? Or...
The name is just B. It's the letter B.
Are we thinking of the same person?
Yes. 100%. Hey, shout out, man. What's up?
Hello.
He's going to knock on the door right now. I heard you talking shit.
I hope he does hear it, man.
We can take him.
Yeah. No, I'm just salty because we held the thing like to play Smash with him and then he flaked on us. Yeah. If you're hearing this.
Come catch that fade, cuz.
Yeah. I had it.
Yeah, he does hair now.
What?
What?
Oh my god! That was terrible!
That was pretty good! No, come on! That was good! Timing was bad, but that was good!
Even the delivery, he's like, yeah, he does hair now.
I did not sound like that.
Yeah, I did. You can play that back.
Whispers in.
Yo, Johnny, play that back.
Hey, stream, listen to me. He did say it, okay? Listen to me, I'm your host. I'm your captain, I'm your leader. I am your Führer, Mein Kampf.
What the fuck? Dude, if you were driving to work...
This is the second time I brought up Mein Kampf.
If you have an hour to kill and you just want to hear dudes laughing... This is the podcast for you.
Oh. Damn, he's taking a jab at your content right there.
Yeah, thanks, man.
This one. This...
Yeah, you said this is the podcast for you. Right, you could go with the name's just B.
No.
The name's just T.
Brutality.
Oh, my gosh.
Go cut hair with that fool.
What's his Instagram? I can't...
I've been saying this all
time. Really? I could... It doesn't come up.
Well, the other one is the same thing, but with photography.
Just photography.
Wait, what? I really hope he listens to this, just so he can be like, what are you guys talking about?
Is there
about?
Just dot B, or just...
You should have gone to Smash, man. You should have gone to Smash.
And then he invited us to a tournament to his house like 40 minutes before it started.
Hey, I know what, you guys live an hour away from me, but you should show up in the next 20 minutes.
Hey man, I'm having a tournament in 40 minutes. You want to come?
No.
It's Thursday.
Come on, work, like, bro.
Far from the fucking thing. Man, they heard me. But...
And I like the... I like to. We host this whole thing to play Smash with him. And then he sends us a picture. This is what my night is like. And it's just him and a beer pong table by himself.
No, the first one he's like, well, this is what I'm doing right now. And it's him and his girl in like 7-Eleven. It's like, okay, so are you coming? And then he's like, then he sends me the picture of the beer pong table. It's like,
you guys should come through.
Yeah, I was like,
you were already agreed to come here.
Yeah. So that's my beef.
You can't agree to go to a place and then invite us somewhere else.
Understandable. Invite us to the loneliest game of ping pong or beer pong ever.
Shout out Team Rogue. Shout out Team NRG.
Shout out
Sinatra.
My no good pig stealing. Was it great great grandfather?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
Great.
Shout out Yellow Spotted Lizards and Onions.
I just seen this.
Hell one. Yeah.
And Mary Lou.
Shout out Mary Lou. Shout out I can fix that.
Mary Yellow. Dumbass.
Shout out, I can fix that. One. Shout out, canoes.
Oh, yeah. One for us. One for Mr. Zeroni.
One for us.
That would be so good.
Oh, shout out, Peach.
Sploosh.
Peach.
I said that in the beginning.
You said sploosh. I said sploosh. I wanted to add peaches.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay.
It's like saying, you know, pink ice cream, saying it's strawberry ice cream.
You gotta tell that story. You have to add that.
I mean, I don't know. It would be funny because they weren't there. But anyways, yeah, I got some gelato. And he was like...
Pink gelato.
Yeah, it was pink.
Gelato.
And then...
gelato.
Yeah. V asked me like, oh... Like, what kind of strawberry is that? Because, you know, there's, like, different kinds of strawberries.
Yeah, that's a weird question.
Yeah, and I was like, well, it's watermelon. But, yeah. Man, I wish I got another Thai tea gelato. That was
crazy. Up there.
Dude, I would have liked if the dude that was serving the ice cream didn't hate me.
What did you do?
That
you?
Whole place hated us, dude. I don't even understand.
The ice cream
our
guy
waiter
cool.
hated us.
Yeah, our waiter hated us.
The ice cream guy hated T-Money.
Wait, what did you do? This is news to me.
I went over to get some of the Oreo gelato.
Okay.
And he had just finished serving. He finished serving Pecan.
Whoops, I said it.
He finished serving him, and then I'm up next, and he looks at me and goes, do you know what you want? Oh yeah, could I please get 2 scoops of the Oreo gelato? And he looks at me, sighs, gives me a dirty look, and then gives me 2 half scoops. Like, purposely, he started and then stopped, put the one in, and then got the other one to make it 1 scoop. And I looked at him, thank you, walked away.
He's probably like, I'm gonna just give you half, because I don't think you need the full scoop. Imagine he's like... Did I hurt your feelings?
Where's V-Claw on Instagram? Did he block you too?
V-Claw? Nah.
I'm just
kidding. Me and Names are homies.
What's your IG?
My IG is, I can't say that loud, that's my name.
I'm sorry.
Here you go, I'll send you a picture.
Can't say it on air. But yeah, he was our server was a dick, like, he gave us drinks, whatever, and then like, later on we changed our minds and wanted drinks. And then I was like,
why
hey.
Was it at the fucking table?
I don't know. I was just like, hi, can I get apple juice? And then he's like, who had the Pepsi? I was like, oh, over here. And then like, when I asked him to, like, his shoulders dropped and it was like a burden. I was like, dude, it's just a fucking cup.
he comes back, gives him the apple juice, and then I ask, could I also get an apple juice? And then he looks at me, you guys just said Pepsi.
Yeah.
Oh, he said
that?
Yeah, he goes, you guys just said Pepsi.
He is pissed.
Well, could I get an apple juice? He goes, is anyone else getting anything? And then Pete Claw goes, could I get a lemonade? And he just,
oh, like, I knew you guys ordered, but I didn't know he
then
gave you shit, too.
Someone.
And then after he says the lemonade, he looks and sees that everyone else has a drink, looks at V-Claw, anybody else.
You
and he
that?
Just goes, good with water. He just walks away.
But honestly, it's a fucking buffet. What else do you do other than serve drinks?
And it was free too.
Yeah, get our plates. Like, it's not like you had to add anything on the tab.
I'm
it's like, bro, you just get plates and bring it back.
I am sorry that I didn't. I originally told him we're all good with water. Yeah. And then we started getting drinks. But
I didn't know it was free.
But yeah, I also forgot that it's free drinks.
You're paying $60 for a buffet, that shit better be
that's, that was the point that I'm getting at. If we pay $60, you really just gonna get mad at us because we asked you to get us some drinks?
And it's not even complicated. It's not like only 3 cubes of ice, whatever, whatever.
It's apple juice with no ice in it. Yeah. It comes without ice. Can you get me a glass of apple juice? Fuck, this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life.
And he didn't even like ask us how everything's going or anything.
No, he never came back. We had to call him every time.
And then at the end, he's like, thank you guys. And
he was all smiling.
Fuck you. Man, you're trash.
I've never not given a tip. I didn't give a tip.
But wow. You didn't give him a tip before he even served us. I know. Piece of shit.
Yeah, no, I was, because I paid with cash, so I was just going to leave cash on the table.
Oh, but he didn't. He definitely didn't deserve it.
He didn't get that.
No, yeah.
He didn't. He for sure didn't deserve
island
it.
Island flavor service. Oh, yeah, island flavor. Oh, shout out God. Auntie.
That's why she got such good tips from us. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she
I gave
awesome.
Her way more.
Dang.
She was cool. Let's go again.
Honestly, just to see it.
Yeah. Or tacos. Oh, dude, when we went to Island Flavor, the fucking grasshopper got in the room.
Oh, no, there was three of them.
Yeah.
Into the restaurant?
Yeah.
One of the employees straight up caught one. I don't know where the other two went.
No, one was taken outside. One was killed, and then one, we don't know what happened, it just disappeared.
Shout out PETA.
Shout out migration, man. Fuck it.
Yeah, sway somewhere else.
Oh, you know,
two
grasshoppers.
Letters. Just two letters. We could be
so. Oh, my damn.
Shout out.
I'm migration.
Migrating insects.
Oh, Sonic Fox versus Dragon right now.
Oh, yeah. Furries.
Sonic Fox.
Furries for life, man.
Dragon is not a furry.
Just the one dude.
He's scaly.
He's scaly. Ha ha ha.
Beautiful.
So, what are we at?
We're at 54 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, that was fast, huh?
Yeah, that was fast.
So,
it was like 30 minutes
ago. Is there
ago.
Anything that we gotta... Do you have a routine closing song?
Okay, I got one right now. Alright, so...
T-Claw single. So, no.
Alright, we got 5 minutes left. 6 minutes. Alright, so... Okay, least amount of money. We're gonna end it with that. Least amount of money you guys would take to lick a stripper pole.
Oh, a stripper pole or one of those trolley poles?
Okay, let's do both.
Let's run dirty.
Okay, one.
Not even the trolley poles dirty. This.
No, okay. How about this?
Think so?
Here, I got it.
Because it's only like 6, 8, 10 people's hands touching that stripper pole.
Okay, how about a male stripper pole? Least amount of money
that,
you take to
that
lick.
That increases the amount of money.
Exactly. Okay, let's start. Let's start here.
Men's stripper pole?
With myself?
Yeah.
A men's stripper pole?
Least amount of money.
I'd rather not, but if least amount of money, you have to put a number on that. I'll go with a cool million.
Million? Alright. Wow, that's a lot, high. Man.
So a good link.
100,000, you would say.
Well, no. Okay, time out.
Cash.
Here's the thing. Slobber on that pole.
Here's the slobber.
Well, add some.
explain your answer. Okay, explain your answer.
Fictional money. If you're being paid to lick something, they're not gonna just be like, just one little thing. They're gonna expect you to like top to bottom that shit.
Maybe, not top. No, okay, maybe know. Like this.
Nice
yay, much.
Whoa, even I thought it was a cross.
No. We're going 6 to 12. You know, like
6 to 12 inches.
So we got a foot.
Yeah.
All right, 12 inches. Aww. Well,
that changes specify. The number now.
This has to be specified.
Okay, specified. You have to lick a foot of it.
Here, here's
full
the
tongue.
Answer. You can't tip it with your tongue. It has to be
whole
tongue.
That's what I said. Full tongue, all the way up a foot.
A foot length.
Do you have to swallow or can you spit right after?
Well, now, since you answered, you gotta swallow it.
You gotta swallow now.
Oh my god.
I'd like to stay with a million, but if you guys want me to go lower, I guess I'll...
Lowest amount.
That's
if that's your lowest, just explain why. You wouldn't... Explain why you wouldn't accept $500,000.
Explain why I wouldn't accept $500,000 for licking...
Male stripper pole.
Foot long.
And then swallow after he says my
question. Fuck, that shit's just a...
No.
I mean, my explanation is just make it worth my while.
Just
ups the price now. And
yeah, I'm sticking with my million. Yeah, because a million makes it worth my while. If I'm gonna lick something that dudes are fucking.
Do I have health insurance or not?
I bet it's like a poll.
How much STD is on this poll?
Not
clean. There's no STDs on porn.
Yeah, it's just a matter of you're doing it and you have to get through it. I'm fine with sticking with a million. I feel like that's a.
But explain the million. But, okay, so
make, right, you're making I it worth
wanna,
my while.
I just want to get to the bottom of it. Okay, so $850,000 to lick this pole.
$850,000. A million is just nice, flat, boom.
So you're sticking with a million.
Yeah,
that's your lowest.
And just like, I feel like $1 million for licking it.
Okay. All right, P-Claw, what's your lowest?
We're P-Claw. P-Claw.
We're going clockwise.
Daddy.
My bad.
Clockwise, yep, go ahead.
Like I said, you'll have health insurance.
Like, you don't have to worry about dying.
Okay.
You might get sick, of course. Yeah, or not like
that's what I said, disease, do I have health insurance?
Yeah, I mean.
Not like disease, right?
Shit.
I guess it's a pole.
If it,
just lick the stripper pole, God.
I guess a realist.
I would really, yeah, I'd go like pretty low. Well,
I'd go
lower than
I'm pretty poor right now, so like anything above 500.
Wow.
There you
anything
go.
Anything above 500.
That's our answer.
Honest
you.
Answer.
I like that.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, like $500 cash.
Like,
hey, $500.
Yeah,
okay.
It's
again, but no consequences.
No consequences. Right second. In the moment, yeah, it's gross. Like, I have to swallow, but nothing bad is gonna happen to me.
Yeah. Fuck you.
And it's free money at that point.
Yeah, no, I like that. Yeah. I take that.
If someone gave me $500 right now to lick that,
well, if somebody's offering me, what's the lowest I'll go? I'll start with a million and see if they say no or yes.
That's not the question, though.
That's
the lowest you'll go.
Damn. Okay, then I'm just dumb and I misunderstand the whole thing.
Oh, really? It's straightforward.
Yeah, I know.
It's literally a question.
Admitting is the first step.
Shoot. You want to change your answer?
Yeah, I'll wait till everybody gives theirs.
Okay, fair enough.
You start with me. I don't have a gauge for where everybody's landing.
It's not where everyone is.
No, it's like
well,
realistic.
My number changes now. Now that I see where the gauge is.
So Patrick's cool with $500.
Yeah. P-Claw.
It's fine. I'll change it. Don't worry.
P-Claw's good with $500.
For me, I'd probably do 1,000 lowest. 1,000.
That's a good
1,000.
The four digits makes it seem like it's...
You make it worth the time.
Wow, worth, yeah, that's good with me.
I mean, if I'm doing this, I'll probably have to get out of debt, but I'll do a solid 3,000.
That's the lowest?
Yeah, that's the lowest.
So someone said 2,000? Yeah, 2,000 bucks.
Fuck it, you can just do it for 1,500.
$1,500.
Cut it in half. $1,500.
I like the $500 answer, but yeah, honestly, really like, good. If I was that's really fucked good. Up and was like, hey, bro, I'll give you like $300 if you do this. I was like,
no,
okay, dude, what the fuck? Yeah, sure. So I'll change, my answer will probably be $300. Like, this doesn't take much out of me.
Like, we're about to pull 300 like together right now.
I know.
We're about to hit that.
I think
we'll find a gay club, yo.
We ain't trying to
pay this entry fee. We just, this dude said he's gonna lick this pole. So.
I should have made this bet earlier. We could have got that room on the first day. Yeah, we fucking slept in the
for that.
The sports booking thing, the couches, because we got it to Evo so early. Y'all fucking knocked out.
Yo.
Sheesh, man.
Okay, I feel like I have a good answer now.
Okay, let's hear it.
Coming way later after I said
$50.
After I said a million.
$1 million.
$20.
Like,
no, I'd probably go with just match my bank account for my savings. And right now it's low because I had to move
some
stuff.
With the flex right here.
No.
Weird flex.
The weird
flex.
Yeah, the weird flex right here.
No, because after I bought the truck, I had to start from scratch.
When I
so
got
it's only
bank,
like $2,000 right now.
Oh, the Tesla truck, right?
The Tesla truck. Yeah,
right
stupid.
On, right on.
No, I'd be like, yo, match my 2K and I'll be good.
Yeah.
If it's possible. 2K, yeah.
What about 1,500?
1,500? That's not matching my...
1,500 cash,
once
tax-free.
Once you
pull
that 1,500 to me, I'm like, fucking running.
Yeah, like, $1,500, you like...
Where's my chapstick at? Fuck it.
Yeah, like, for me, like, 1,000, like, no hesitation, like, all right, let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah, 1,000, no hesitation.
No hesitation. 500, I'll think about it a little bit. I probably
my drunk answer is 300, though.
Drunk answer, you get fully.
Yeah.
You
can
be like
$50. Drunk answer, you get $20. I'll grab this shit.
I'm trying to go low. That's what I'm saying. Like,
fully sober.
Yeah, I asked for the 2000.
Fully that was the same answer also? You gave regularly. No, why would you tell me sober answer?
I mean, it's the same answer. Dude, I hate being a part of this.
So what if it's...
What's your drunk answer?
Wait.
You just said this.
Hold on, what if it's like the Thursday night C-line crew? Not even their B-line crew.
Not even their benches.
Oh, it's the
C-League.
Part-timers.
It's 3 a.m. after a long day.
Welcome to the stage, Joseph.
Joseph. <no. laughs> Oh, God.
Is Diamond top 40 music playing?
Damn.
Generic phone, like, ringtone.
Yo, lock me that $100 bill.
That's Josep.
Josep.
Oh my
god. So what's your drunk answer? Let's end it on your drunk answer.
Fully wasted. You throw down a $100 bill, and I'll probably just
There it is. There we go. His lowest went from $1 million to $100.
That's embarrassing.
That's an honest man right there.
Because I'm fucking stupid.
I think you guys are listening. You know the fucking whatever. Follow us on stuff. Oh, bye.